affected by it. You know, all I can do is control what I can control, and that's totally out of my control. You know, I allow Ernie and my agent and to deal with that. All I do is come in here and work my tail off every day, make sure we try to get better, and try to win ball games.
Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce fall away at the horn. It's gone!
Morris, Wall, Beal, and Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Morgan gets Bradley for three.
Welcome to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. My name is Quentin Mayo at TOQM underscore. And yeah, you can tell by the tone of my voice already, this is going to be one of those podcasts. Now, the Wizards did lose last night to Portland, 119-109. They fall to 5-11 on the season, 11th in the Eastern Conference. I'm not going to talk about none of that. Y'all know me. I've done this before. I'm going to do it again. I'm not talking about none of that. We don't care at this point. This is more than an emergency podcast. I got some stuff on my chest that I got to get off my chest today. I got some stuff on my chest that I have to get off. Let me remind you guys of something really, really quickly. Let's just get right into it. I'm 21 years old. Okay. Did I tell y'all follow me on Twitter? Follow me on Twitter at TOQM underscore. Check out the Locked On Wizards podcast. Check out Locked On NBA Net. Follow Becca, my co-host, at Becca MVP. All right, got the plugs out the way. Let's get to it. Let me be very clear. I'm 21 years old, okay? It's been 15 years since Ernie Grunfeld took over the Washington Wizards. Now, a report came out today from Adrian Wojnarowski. Y'all know Adrian Wojbomb. He's the guy. You read it. I read it. Let me read it one more time for you guys in the back. The Washington Wizards are giving off impressions to other teams that every player on their roster, including all-star guards John Wall and Bradley Beal, are available for trade discussions. Did y'all hear that? John Wall and Bradley Beal are now available for discussion in trade scenarios. Let me tell y'all one thing right now. If you think fixing the issue comes from trading away your best players, you have absolutely lost your mind. And not only if that's a crazy thing to think of, if you think that allowing Ernie Grunfeld to be at the helm of this third rebuild in his tenure, you have once again lost your mind. Since 2003, the Wizards have a winning percentage of 44%, which ranks 23rd out of all 30 teams in the National Basketball Association. Grunfeld is the fifth longest tenured executive in the league, trailing only R.C. Buford, the Spurs, Pat Riley, the Miami Heat, Donnie Nelson, the Mavericks, Danny Ainge, the Celtics. Every single one of those names I just mentioned have hardware in their arena. They have hardware that they earn in their arena, that they put together. They have hardware. They have things that you can put on your fingers. You know, so it kind of bulges. You can put it around your finger. It's called a ring. Most of those guys have multiple of them. Actually, all of them have multiple of them. Yeah, something like that. Why in the world where the Washington was allowed, why in the world should Ted Leonsis allow this team to continue to be run by Ernie Grunfeld? 2011, Jan Vesely was drafted over Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, Kemba Walker, and many more. They traded for Randy Foy and Mike Miller in 2009. Yao Mahimi signed a 4-year, $64 million contract given to him by Ernie Grunfeld. Ernie Grunfeld signed Andrew Nicholson to a 4-year, $26 million contract. Ernie Grunfeld re-signed Marcus Thornton. Ernie Grunfeld traded away the Washington's 2021 pick for Trey Burke, who now plays in New York with cornrows. Jason Smith, I know y'all love him, dear friend of all of us, but there's no way this friend should be making $16 million over 3 years. He traded Jordan Crawford for Leandro Barbosa and Jason Collins in 2013. He traded Jordan Clarkson for cash considerations. Do y'all know what cash considerations are? Okay, let's continue. He drafted Chris Singleton in 2011. He traded the first round pick for Bojan Bogdanovic. He traded for a second round pick for Tim Frazier. He drafted JaVale McGee. And to top it all off, without interviewing anybody else, he signed Scott Brooks to a 5-year, $35 million contract. And then reports have the audacity to come out today and say that John Wall and Bradley Beal are the ones on the trade market. Those are the ones that are willing, that need to be gone or are being shopped. This is absolutely unfair to the people of DC. This is unfair to the people that support this team and this franchise from many different areas in the United States, across the world. It's not many of them, but the few that do support this team, it's unfair. It's unfair. It's not right. It's not right. Wizards fans are being robbed. They are being robbed. They're being held at gunpoint. Robbed. They've been getting robbed for 15 years. 15. I tweeted this today on Twitter. Again, shameless plug, TOQM underscore on Twitter. Most of you guys follow me. If you don't, you might want to go check me out. I said today on Twitter, you can't keep throwing the crew overboard for the ship not reaching its destination on time when the skipper has been steering it in the wrong direction for 15 plus years. You cannot do it. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. This is turning into a fight. This is, the Wizards have always been quite the embarrassment in the league, and the Wizards have always been a very talented team as well. I got into this argument the other day on Twitter. I said, somebody asked me, are the Wizards still talented after losing what they lost some game? They lost. They lose a lot of games. They lost the game. Somebody said, are the Wizards still talented, Quentin? I said, yes. Yes. You have an 8-time All-Star in John Wall. You had a first-time All-Star last year in Bradley Beal. Youngest player to ever hit 900 three-pointers in a season, in his career. Youngest player to achieve it ever in the history of the game. You have Dwight Howard that is going through some injuries, but lately, since he's been here, he's probably been the most consistent and the best player this Wizards team has had in this short span of time. He has been going through some injuries that don't allow him to, you know, exert much force in his lower half. He doesn't have the explosiveness, but he's still been very, very good. He had All-Star caliber numbers last season. This team is talented. Otto Porter led the league in 3% for a majority 2 seasons ago. He was close last year. He's always been up there since he's been with this Wizards team. This team is talented. Talent only gets you so far, and this is what happens. This is how you start pigeonholing this team in specific situations. You give a whole bunch of money. I don't mind the offer sheet to Otto. I mean, I know the market is going up, but in any event, when your whole purpose and you put all your eggs in one basket to get Kevin Durant to DC, and you don't even take the time to really dive into why Kevin Durant left the situation in OKC with this former coach. If he wanted to change the scenery, he would have left everyone that was there, which he did. So why would you get his former coach to come to DC so he can just be back in that same? He wants a change. He wanted somebody that was going to elevate his game. He wanted somebody that's going to make him a better player. He wanted somebody that's going to put their foot down and take charge. Scott Brooks is not that guy. He's just not that guy. He's always been Mr. Nice Guy. He's not that guy to put his foot down. He's not that guy to be aggressive, to push these players to another level. Last night, he said that it's not a talent issue. It's an effort issue. No, Scott, it's a coaching issue. Motivate these guys. Put some fire under them. They don't respect you. Bradley Beal took the clipboard out of your hands against the Knicks and drew up his own play. That's a lack of respect. These guys don't respect you, Scott. They don't respect you. But you're going to be here for some reason. Because KD, they want KD that bad. They'll give this man 5 years, $35 million. You kidding me? Nobody would have touched that. Nobody would have gave him that money besides the Wizards. And for some reason, losing in the finals with 3 future MVPs is worth so much money when I could have coached that team to the finals. You could have coached that team to the finals. My little cousin could have coached that team to the finals. You could have took your Sims character and coached that team to the finals. Ernie made that happen. Let me calm down. We'll take a quick break because I got more to say. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks. Welcome back to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. My name is Quinn Mayo. I'm running the ship now, okay? I'm the captain now, at least for today, until Becca joins me again tomorrow. And when I say I'm running the ship, this is a reference to Ernie Grunfeld because he's been running the ship for too long. I'm the captain now. So we're talking about these reports that have come out about the Wizards guys, John Wall and Bradley Beal more specifically, being, you know, available to be touched. They're not untouchables anymore. They're allowed to be mentioned in trade talks. Nobody's going to touch John Wall's contract, people. Can y'all chill out? 4 years, $171 million. That kicks in next year. You kidding me? Now, mind you, I don't have a problem with the people on Twitter talking about his contract and how bad it is. Stop it. Get some help, okay? That's not the problem. John Wall is the franchise player of this team. He is the franchise. He's what this team invested in. The money that they gave him is what any team would have given their franchise player. That's their cornerstone player. Now, it looks like a lot of money to the outside because everyone that is talking about trading for John Wall possibly or inquiring about him, they already have their franchise player in-house. Your franchise player gets that money. So stop talking to me about how bad that contract is. It's not a bad contract. It's a max player contract, which John Wall is. John Wall did all of this with Flip Saunders, Randy Whitman, and Scott Brooks as his head coach. Give him some more money. And Ernie Grunfeld as his... Give him some more money. Can we give him more money? Give him some more money. He did everything that he's achieved. He's done. With that situation in terms of coaching staff and GM. And he only had one all-star teammate that just became an all-star last year in Bradley Beal. He needs to get more. Give him more. But in any event... John Wall, $38.2 million. Otto, that's $27 mil. Bradley, that's $27 mil. Yamahimi is the fourth highest paid player on this team. Pieces don't just move willy-dilly. You can put whatever you want to put into the trade machine, but that doesn't take into account a human's common sense. Common sense is something that is uncommon these days, but common sense is something that is working to these trades. It can work in the machine. Maybe financially it can squeeze in there. Nobody is going to touch that contract. That's why in the another report that came out today that says that he's probably third of in the list of interest to trade for, because that money is just too much for an out-of-house candidate to pay a player. 3 years from now, that $40 million plus a year, that could cripple your franchise, literally cripple that franchise. So Bradley Beal, he's the most tradable asset. I mean, he's had the best season thus far out of, I guess, the guys who we're talking about. Otto Porter, he's making all that money. He's still averaging less than 10 points. That's not something that people are going to want to touch. But this is my thing. And I woke up at 7 a.m. this morning before any of these reports came out. And I hopped on Twitter because I had a lot on my mind. And I said, y'all keep talking like this, because something wild is going to happen. And you're going to have to watch John Wall play alongside Giannis and go off, average a double-double beside Giannis somewhere in Milwaukee or wherever he goes under a good coach, and make deep runs in the playoffs. And then you're going to look across into the West. You're going to see Bradley Beal beside LeBron James going against the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. And then you're going to be sit back looking at Kelly Oubre and Otto Porter and Tomas Satoransky run the show in the vault. Wizards fans, y'all got to do something about this. Y'all can't let this slide. And I know it's always been a thing in D.C. Whoa, wow, here we go. I got something fresh off the press. Shams just tweeted, I think there was a verbal dispute during practice today. Hold on, let me get some context on this, because if we're gonna do it live, we're going to do it live then. Y'all know Shams. Shams just tweeted, the Washington Wizards had a volatile practice within recent days with verbal altercations among players and an exasperated Bradley Beal saying towards the team officials, I've been dealing with this for 7 years. Teams have these kinds of problems at practice, and tensions always reveal itself amid underperformance. Wizards are 5-11 so far this year. Several players have verbal back and forth in the practice, league sources said. Okay, so this says in recent days. Let's break this down. So Bradley Beal says, I've been dealing with this for 7 years. So automatically assuming those comments are geared towards possibly John Wall. There's always been that budging of the heads between those superstars, quote unquote. Or is that at ownership? Now, I don't know if this is at his teammate John Wall or the rest of the roster, or if this is at the organization itself. Two things here. Scott Brooks still does not have control of this team. Never has. It never will. Does not have control of this team. For one. Number two, Ernie Grunfeld can't be the head of this operation. This is, if you're going to clean it up, you got to clean it up. You got to do it right. And after the comments that I heard today at before practice from Bradley Beal, via Candace Buckner, Ben Stanick, those guys and gals, he said something along the lines of, I heard the rumors. I have a phone just like you guys. I see the things online. I'll just let my agent and Ernie Grunfeld handle that. So we're going to let that ride. I'm going to do a little more digging here. We're going to come right back after this commercial break and wrap up this podcast. And boy, this is DC Sports for you. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I am your host, Quentin Mayo. We are back in a fire sale podcast. I mean, if it couldn't get any worse, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, the incident that's being referred to happened a few days ago. I think we heard Bradley Beal say something kind of hinting at this. So it's not a big surprise, but now this official, now it's in the national limelight. Because you know, once the Wizards get in the limelight, Woj and Shams and these guys, these insiders, they're going to go crazy. They're going to do a lot of digging there. And now you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff coming out about this team behind closed doors. Shout out to Marcin Gortat, man. Look, I was so hard on Marcin. This is not even because he was good at his job, but Bradley Beal and John Wall and these guys, they kind of made you not like Marchand. Like, they scapegoated him as the problem, and look what happens. And now, that should have been my red flag, and this is me, you know, addressing my faults. That should have been my red flag as to, even when this team is experiencing some success, you have all these things coming out. That's a coaching thing, and that's a culture thing. So it's a lot going on right now with this culture, but you can't allow, Ted, this is to you, you cannot allow Ernie Grunfeld to be at the helm of this quote-unquote rebuild or this quote-unquote fire sale. You cannot let that happen. If you're going to rebuild with Ernie, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm plugged in, okay? I see how the fans react every single day. I talk to him every single day. They're not going for it. I got writers saying they won't write if Ernie gets another rebuild. I got fans saying they want a 10 if Ernie gets another refill. I got kids saying they don't even want the free chicken sandwiches if two missed free throws come in the fourth quarter. Kids love Chick-fil-A. This is out of control. So if y'all let Ernie, Ted, be the head at the helm of this rebuild, it's gonna be some problems in DC. It will get really ugly. You thought tickets were cheap back when Jameson and all them were bad. I remember going to a playoff game back in the day. That playoff ticket was like $5 against the Pistons. You thought things were bad back then? Ted, try them. I'm telling you, try them. I got invited today to an event, a meetup. This was put together by some fans. The event was literally to run the fade with Ernie Grunfeld. The fade. For people that don't know what the fade is, that means throwing hands. If you don't know what throwing hands is, that means punches are being thrown. I got invited by a DC sports fan and multiple fans to join this group, which I did not. I'm not going to, okay? I would never do that. Very respectfully. They're plotting a meetup outside of the vault to throw hands and shoot the fade with the GM. Is that not crazy to y'all? That's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, well, I don't know what else to say. This team is very dysfunctional. I don't know what. Okay, if I can give my prediction as to what happens and my hopes as to what happens, here's my first thing. I'm thinking about this. Is there any pot? Like, what are the odds that Ernie Grunfeld does get relieved of his position? So does Scott Brooks and his staff, or at least Scott Brooks, and the Wizards do not trade any of the two major pieces, John Wall and Bradley Beal. What are the odds that happens? That would be the most logical situation to me, because this team has players that will go places and do great things and do very great works, but they just don't respect the culture right here now, and they don't respect the coach. So that would be like the best possible scenario. Now, worst case scenario, I think we all pretty much have been tricked for 15 years, so you can guess it. Ernie Grunfeld gets to lead this rebuild, trade away stars. Even Etan Thomas said, okay, y'all are going through this. Y'all been going through terrible, terrible things for 15 years, and y'all trade the two best players instead of making other changes to coaching or the general manager. Yes, Etan Thomas, we hear you. But yeah, that could be the worst case scenario is Ernie is at the helm of this rebuild for a third straight time. Scott Brooks stays, and the stars leave. And we go watch them at 10 o'clock play with LeBron James and win games. And then watch John Wall run ramshack all over the Wizards whenever he returns to D.C. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I know this is raw, this is uncut, but this is me at this point. Y'all know how I rock. That's why y'all mess with me on the podcast. That's why y'all tweet me what y'all tweet me. Because y'all know I keep it 100. I keep it a buck. This has been a very, very intense episode of Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. Make sure you check me out on Twitter. This is Quinn Mayo at TOQM _. And DC family, I'm out of here.
Run that back, Turbo. You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill, they sucked it up, I got them on it. I bought a new paddock, I had the white, so I two-tone.